TSA.
Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, thank you, Rod Roddy, and hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We're going to have a lot of fun today with a lot of big bucks. And by the way, just by the way, is anyone interested in winning some big bucks? Yay! I mean, really big bucks. Maybe as much as $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. Well, stick around and get your pens and pencils ready to take down an address I'll give you a little later in the show, because you could be a big winner in this fall's exciting new Press Your Luck home game. And you know something? You don't even have to leave your television set in order to do it. All right? Let's meet the players now looking for the big bucks right here in our shoe. Starting with our champ, Diane Valentino, with $24,471. Diane, you are doing okay.
Yeah, I'm a little comatose, but I'm
right.
Fine.
Isn't this, now, this is the time I usually ask the players, isn't this the best television show on television?
The best.
Ever on television?
Ever on TV.
Ever will be on television?
Ever will be.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Good luck, Diane.
Thank you.
I won't ask you out of Mike because he hasn't won anything yet, but it's Mike Wood is our second contestant. How are you, Mike?
Doing real good, Peter.
Good, thank you. Mike, what do you do?
I am a sales rep for a food distributor in San Gabriel Valley.
And you have family?
Yes, I do. I have two boys that I'm raising on my own.
You are, and yes. they probably like the whammy. Kids usually like the whammies.
They don't like the whammies at all.
Not certainly
no, they
not
like
today.
The big bucks, just like I like the big
right,
bucks.
All right, Mike, good luck to you.
Thank
good
you.
To have you with us. All right, third player is Sandy Gillette. How are you, Sandy?
Great, Peter.
That's good. Where are you from, Sandy?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, you always perpetual tan, right?
Yes, always.
That's a lovely place to be.
Yes.
Now, you are here to make money.
Lots of money,
and
Peter.
And take it back to Arizona.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see what happens.
All right.
You ready? Buzz and answer. Three spins, multiple choice answer, one spin. Here's the first question. Here's something you might think about the next time you make a run to the market. What fraction of all automobile accidents occur within 25 miles, Mike?
One quarter.
Within 25 miles of home. Is it one quarter, one half, or three quarters, Diane?
Three quarters.
What do you think, Sandy?
Three quarters, Peter.
Watch out when you're closer than 25 miles from home, because that's where three quarter of the car accidents occur. Diane, a spin. Sandy, a spin. Number two. Which European city would you be visiting if your tour included the Rijksmuseum, the Van Gogh Museum, and Anne Frank's... Mike?
France.
And Anne Frank's house. Is it France, Salzburg, or Amsterdam? Diane?
Amsterdam.
What do you think, Sandy?
Salzburg.
You'll find all those tourist spots in the city of Amsterdam. Diane gets a spin. All right. We need some spins, gang. All right, next question. Here's a Press Your Luck men's fashion hint. According to Esquire magazine, what flower is the most common one to be worn on a man's lapel, Sandy?
Carnation.
Is it a carnation, a daisy, or a rose?
Carnation.
Diane?
Carnation.
Mike says, I didn't even ask him. He said, have you ever seen a man wear a daisy? We won't talk about it. In any event, the most often worn lapel flower is the carnation. Diane, three. Mike, a spin. Sandy, to four. Last question. Daisy? Oh, this is Hollywood. Minneapolis is one of Minnesota's twin cities. What is the other, Sandy?
St. Paul.
Is it St. Paul, Duluth, or St. Cloud, Diane?
St. Paul.
What do you think, Mike?
St. Paul.
The other twin city is St. Paul. Diane, the four. Mike, the two. And Sandy, the seven. Bucks are coming up. Don't go away. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us. time for some bucks. Enough messing around here. Let's go for the 50,000 up there. There's prizes and goodies, whammies you don't want. The whammies, what you do want is the bucks and some of the great trips. You want to take a look at one of the great trips up there on that board?
Yes.
All right, let's take a look at Waikiki. Not too bad. There it is. Oh, yes, an outrigger canoe on Waikiki. I think I'm on one of those surfboards. I wish I were on one of those surfboards, that's for sure. It's a wait a minute, wait for me. She's waiting for me. I have to go. We have to get the show over with quickly. She will not wait long, however. 7 nights in this beach resort with over $1,200. Not bad, right? You want to win this round for the bucks, and you want to do it so you'll play last in the final round. You know what happens with four whammies. You know about passing the remaining spins. And fewest spins first, Mike, with two of me. Ready?
All right, let's go. Let's go now. We want some big bucks. Big bucks. I'll take Waikiki up there. I see it. Stop.
Stop at $250. First place, one spin. All right. Here we go.
Big bucks now. Big bucks. Come on. Let's have Waikiki. And stop.
Stop at $500 more. Right. $750, Mike. First place for now. Diane, champ, four spins.
Big bucks. Big bucks, $1,500. Stop.
Stop at Monterey, California. Woo! Another trip worth $642. Second place, three spins.
Come on, big bucks, Waikiki. Stop.
Stop at 300 more, $942. First place, two spins, Diane.
Keep going, Peter. Come on, big bucks, $1,500, and stop.
Stop at advanced two spaces, $750. $1,692, one spin left. A little less than 1,000 ahead of Mike.
I'm going to keep going, Peter. Come on, big bucks, $1,500, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin, $1,992. Still have the one spin, Diane.
Keep going, Peter.
All right.
Come on, big bucks, no whammies, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin again, $2,292, one spin. What's your pleasure?
I'm going to pass.
All right. It goes to Mike. It's yours. Well, here it comes, Mike.
All right, let's go now. Waikiki, I see you up there. It's mine. Come on now. And stop.
Stop at advanced two spaces, $750. All right. Courtesy of Diane, $1,500. Doubled your bucks, Mike. Nice going. Sandy, you're up. Seven big ones.
Okay, here we go. And stop.
Stop. Randy.
I'm bowling for bucks, and it's a strike.
An inauspicious beginning, Sandy. Hopefully,
okay.
You're through with him. Six spins left.
That's right, Peter. Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Something bigger. Stop.
Stop at 1,500. There you go. Tied with Mike for second place. Five spins, Sandy.
Line up, Peter.
All right.
Gotta go. Okay, here we go. Come on. And stop.
Stop. Yeah. Randy. Sandy, you have $0, four spins, two whammies. You want to be careful about picking up a third whammy in round one. What do you want to do?
Pass, Peter.
Pass. They go to Diane. Four of them to you. Diane, are you up for it?
Big bucks.
Here we go.
I'm ready, Peter. We want big bucks here. And stop.
Stop. And a whammy. She's not from New Jersey, Diane. The way she treats you, you know that.
Just
three spins,
like she
though.
She said, I want money.
That's
Let's
right.
go. Big bucks. No more of those whammies. And stop.
Stop at $400. Second place, two spins, Diane.
Keep going.
All right.
Come on. Big bucks. $1,500. Stop.
Stop at $500 more. It's $900. $600 more to catch up to Mike. One spin left.
Come on. Big bucks.
Stop at 500 and a spin, 1,400. 100 shy of Mike, and you have one spin left. You're going to press your luck or pass.
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Mike, it's yours. Can you handle it?
I can use it. I can use it.
All right, see if you can hold on to first place.
Let's get that trip to Waikiki now. Come on. We want it. And stop.
Stop at San Francisco, Mike.
Yeah.
That trip is worth $814. Sandy, zero. Diane, 1,400. Mike, 2,314. You have first place and advantage. You know we'll be back, so don't go away. Are we having a good time?
Yes.
Want to earn some more spins?
Definitely.
Here's how you do it. You answer the questions. Here's the first one. In 1979, it was Jacqueline Smith. In 1980, it was Bo Derek. But in 1985, what over 40 actress was selected by People magazine as the best-looking woman in America? Diane.
Joan Collins.
Is it Joan Collins, Linda Evans, or Linda Gray, Mike?
Linda Evans.
What do you think, Sandy?
Linda Evans.
People Selection's 1985's best looker is Linda Evans. Mike gets a spin, and Sandy gets a spin. You guys were playing a nice tune on the buzzers, but remember, they don't activate until the question's completed. Okay. And I mean, it's a little game we play to see if, what kind of tune you play. Here's a real gross question. How many pencils do you have if you have a gross of them? Pretty gross, huh? All right, I'll give it to you in multiple choice. If you're right, you get a spin. How many pencils do you have if you have a gross? 24 pencils, 144 pencils, or 1,728 pencils, Diane?
24 pencils.
24. Mike, what do you think?
Say 1,728.
1,728. Sandy?
It's 144.
If you have a gross of pencils, Sandy knows you should have 144 of them. And Sandy gets the big spin and goes to two. Thought you were on Jeopardy for a while. We throw one in once in a while. We don't mess around. If you accidentally cut yourself, what is the name of the injection you should get to prevent lockjaw? Sandy?
Tetanus.
Is it tetanus, rabies, or diphtheria, Diane?
Tetanus.
What do you think, Mike?
Tetanus.
To prevent lockjaw, you better get a tetanus shot. And Diane gets a spin. Mike gets two. Sandy, five. I must caution you, however, if you do get bitten around here by somebody, get a rabies shot. Just the crew on this show is a little different than most. Any event, if Bruce Springsteen is known as the boss, who is known simply as the purple one? Mike?
Prince.
Is it Prince, Boy George, or Madonna? Diane?
Prince.
Prince? Prince. Sandy?
Prince.
The purple one is Prince. Diane, the two, Mike, the five, and Sandy, the six. You know what's happening. Dave Box, don't go away. A lot of money in the last round. Goodies, you want to take a look at one of the fabulous trips on the board? How about an African safari? Well, you'll spend 12 days in the wilds of Africa worth over $6,000. Look at, oh, yes, birdies. Oh, hello. Yes, you can shoot all these animals, but you can only shoot them with your camera. That's the difference. A lot of fun, a lot of goodies. I want to go, but I haven't won it yet, so what the heck. Mike, 23-14, you'll play last. Sandy, $0, your first six spins, two whammies. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stay away
Peter.
From the whammy, get some bucks.
Okay, positive thinking. Go. Stop.
Stop at $750. Okay. Third place, five spins.
Here
you go.
Come on, big board, let's go. Stop.
Stop at $1,250, that's $2,000. Second place, four spins, Sandy.
Okay, back up, Peter. Go.
Stop and pick a corner, 750, Singapore, or a motorcycle.
Singapore!
Singapore is what you got with, 2,900. 4,900, first place, three spins, Sandy.
Gotta go, Peter.
All right.
Okay, I need big bucks, board. Come on. Ready? Stop!
Stop at 750 more. 5,000, 650, two spins, Sandy.
Gotta go, Peter.
And again.
Come on, board. Bigger than that. Come on, you can do it.
Elementary, my dear Fang. It was greed that got him.
Oh, Sandy, let's chat. Three whammies, no dollars, one spin. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game. But you have a spin.
Okay, Peter.
All right, let's get some bucks.
Got to go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 700 and spin. Still have the spin. Third place, going again.
Come on, board. I need it.
Stop it, move on space, 2,500, 2,000, or lose one whammy.
Peter, I'm going to take 2,500.
All right, $2,500, okay. Sandy, that's 3,200. You're in first place for now. Let's see what happens. Diane, $1,400, two spins, press or pass.
Come on, I want to win that car for Mom and Dad. Stop.
Stop at $600, 2,000, third place, one spin, Diane.
Keep going, Peter. This one's for little Anthony. Big bucks.
Stop.
It's coming to me now. I see financial disaster in your future.
dollars after you pass. Diane, no dollars, two Emmys, no more spins. Let's go to Mike with 2314 and five spins.
I'm ready now. I see that car down there. Sure could use the car. Let's go now and stop.
Stop at $1,500. All right. First place, 3814, four spins, Mike.
Go ahead and press. All right, let's go now. Let's go. Let's have the car. Let's have that car down there. Stop.
Stop at $600.
All right.
3414. Three spins left, about 1,200 more than Sandy.
I'm going to go ahead and go. Let's go now. Let's go. Let's have some big bucks. Let's have the big bucks. Stop.
Stop at advanced two spaces to $1,500. Right. 5,914, two spins, 2,700 more than Sandy. Press or pass?
Press.
Here we go.
All right, let's go. Come on, big bucks. Big bucks now. Let's go. African safari, be nice. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at 1,000.
All right.
Spin. 69,14. Still two spins. Mike, press or pass? You have 37,14 more than Sandy. Pass. Sandy, they're yours. Two of them. Let's see if you can avoid that whammy. If you whammy, Mike wins the game. Are you ready, Mike? Sandy.
Okay.
Big spin.
Come on, big bucks.
Back and talk to you after these words. All right, don't go away, Rod, because you have to tell Mike our big winner today was $6,914, exactly what he's won, Rod.
Okay, Peter, Mike, you have won a holiday in San Francisco. We'll fly you and your companion round trip boats from Los Angeles to San Francisco for a six-night stay at the elegantly restored San Franciscan Hotel at Civic Center in the Grand New Music Arts District. Enjoy luxurious lodging at this famous and historic landmark, the San Franciscan Hotel. That prize totals $814. Combined with the $6,100 in cash you won, gives you a grand total, Mike, of $6,914. Congratulations!
Well done, Mike. You get to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
And Diane, no need to cry. You're leaving us with $24,471. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done. And Sandy, you're leaving us with some nice prizes, so you don't go empty-handed either. I thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, before we go, here is an ode to the whammy written by Mrs. Phyllis C. Jordan of Lynchburg, Virginia. Some girls I know would like a man with curly hair and eyes of blue, with muscles and a heart of gold, say maybe 6 feet two. I'd rather have the whammy, the ugliest guy I've seen. He's short and mean, but oh, all his cash is long and green. Thanks, Phyllis. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Returning blackjack champion takes on the Band of Baldwins.
I can't believe you're making me play against the Baldwins again. I'm a little nervous.
40 celebrities will risk it all for a total jackpot of $1 million in cash. Tuesday, reigning champ Caroline Ray antes up against the Baldwin brothers.
Caroline, you're dead.
Yeah, she's so dead right now.
You know what? The whole family's going down.
Celebrity Blackjack, Tuesday at 10, only on GSN, the network for games.